بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home. In Surah Al-Hadid of the 27th Juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about an incident on the day of Qiyamah, or an episode that will take place. Allah says, on that day, that is the day of Qiyamah, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ You will see the believing men and the believing women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ Their light, their nur, will be moving in front of them, وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ And on the right hand side. Mufassirin say, it's not only in the front and the right hand side, but because of another verse and a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mu'min will have light, nur in front of him and on either side, on his right and on his left. There is a narration wherein the Sahabi explains he had gone to one janaza and after the janaza he gave the people a small talk in which he explains the day of Qiyamah when people will be resurrected, they will rise from their qabrs. People will first run. يوم يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر. Like how we have locusts flying. People will be running wildly. Another verse, يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه. A person will run away from his own father, brother, wife, children. People will be very, very worried. They'll be overwhelmed with fear. Will be gripped with fear, anxiety. Every person will be worried, nafsi, nafsi. So people will first run. And then they will be positioned in certain places. And then certain people's faces will become bright. And some people's faces will become dark. يَوْمَ تَبَيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ Some people's faces will become white, shining, bright. And others will become dark and Allah save us. Then they will proceed towards the Pul Sirat, the bridge. It is this bridge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًا Every single one of you has to cross this Pul Sirat. In some narration it is mentioned it is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than a blade. Allah has taken a promise upon Himself that every single person has to cross this bridge. And this bridge extends over Jahannam. So a person who falls down this bridge, Allah save us, he falls into Jahannam. It is this place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Allahumma sallim, oh Allah, save my ummati, save my ummati. There will be people who will cross like the speed of lightning. People who will cross like a very fast horse, the speed of a very fast horse. People will pass like a very fast runner. People will even crawl over this bridge. May Allah Ta'ala make us go the fastest of speed. In one narration is mentioned like the bat of an eyelid. Allah Ta'ala must make it very easy for us. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala an was reciting the same verse one night and he began to cry. And he cried so much that his wife who was sitting next to him, she also burst out crying. So after some time he asked her, why are you crying? So she said, I did not know, but I saw you crying and the way you cried, you moved me into tears. So then she questioned, okay, you tell me why you were crying. He says, this particular verse, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا Every one of us has to cross Pul Sirat. Allah has taken a qasam upon himself. I do not know what will be my fate. How will I cross this Pul Sirat? So, as the people come towards Pul Sirat, the believers, Allah Ta'ala will give them light, nur. And the nur will be according to their deeds. The greater a person's good deeds, the brighter the light. Some people will even have the light according to just that amount of a fingertip. But a believer will have light. If we picture ourselves traveling in some very dark place, and there are no lights whatsoever, and you don't even have lights in your car, and you're going to cross a bridge now, a very narrow bridge, how careful are you going to be? And if you manage to just take out your cell phone and have some type of light or some type of torch, that also will be so precious to you, and valuable at that time. The disbelievers will have no light whatsoever on the day of Qiyamah. The kuffar, mushrikeen, no light whatsoever. They will be in total darkness, total darkness. The believers will have light. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, will go behind the believers. So in the next verse, Allah talks about the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ مُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. The male and female hypocrites, they will say to the believers, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They will shout out to the believers, Undhuruna, look towards us, نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ, so we may also derive some light. Please don't rush and don't run away so quickly. We want to come and we also want to benefit because we cannot see anything. It's absolutely dark. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاكُمْ, it will be said that go back. فَلْتَمِسُوا نُورًا, search for light somewhere else. And as these munafiqeen will be running, believers are moving in front, very swiftly, and they've got enough light. The munafiqeen were thinking that they will also share some light. And then they'll be told, go back. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. Suddenly a wall will be erected between the hypocrites and the believers. A very firm, solid wall, which will have a door. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. The inside of the wall, facing the believers, there will be only mercy and rahmat. وَظَاهِرُهُ, and the outside of this door, of the wall, مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ, there will only be azab and punishment. These munafiqeen will shout out, يُنَادُونَهُمْ, they will cry to the believers, أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, were we not with you in this world? We used to come to the masjid, we should perform salat with you, we would go out in jihad with you, we should be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they'll mention many things. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ, the believers will say, yes indeed, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, but you put yourself into trial. You put yourself into fitna. You were not true, you were not loyal, you were not sincere, you were not genuine. You only uttered the kalima with your tongues. You had no belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You merely said the kalima so that you may benefit whenever the believers benefit. When they are victorious and they get spoils of war and they get booty and they are sharing the booty, so then you also expect to get something. So wherever there was mercy and prosperity for the believers, then your motive was just to enjoy from those treasures. But you hated the believers. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ, you used to wait for the downfall of Islam and the Sahaba and the Muslims. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ, always you were waiting that some bala must come and destroy them. This was your intention. وَرْتَبْتُمْ, you were in shak, you were in doubt. You didn't believe firmly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي, high aspirations and hopes, amani, that you will do this and you will do that. All those things deceived you. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, until the punishment of Allah has come. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ, and shaitan, the one who deceives the most, the greatest deceiver, he has led you astray. He has deceived you. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ, today no ransom will be taken from you. You cannot pay any amount of money to save your lives from the fire of Jahannam. وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, neither from you, the hypocrites, nor from the disbelievers. مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ, your abode is Jahannam. هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, There is your play of rest and stay. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. What an evil return it will be. What an evil home. What an evil abode. But for the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Glad tidings for you of jannat, of gardens, تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Beneath which rivers flow, and you will remain forever and ever in Jannat. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the ultimate success. That is the great success. May Allah Ta'ala give us that al-fawz al-azim. May Allah protect us from nifaq, hypocrisy. May Allah protect us from all those deeds that will take away our nur on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah bless us in this world with those actions that will create a nur for us on the day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that give glad tidings to those people who walk towards the masjid in darkness, when there is no light and is absolutely dark, and those people who walk towards the masjid on the day of Qiyamah, give them glad tidings of An-Nur At-Tam, of full light, very bright light. So there is one amal, one deed to get nur on the day of Qiyamah. Then one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, man hafaza ala salawat, whoever protects his salat, his five times salat, he reads it properly with jamaat, and he's punctual, he's paband with his salat, there'll be nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. That person who recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, amongst the many other virtues of Surah Kahf, like being protected from Dajjal and all other fitnas that may emerge in that week, on the day of Qiyamah, he will get nur from his feet right till the heavens on the day of Qiyamah. In one narration, it is mentioned, a person who reads one single ayat of the Quran, he'll also get nur on the day of Qiyamah. One hadith says, if a person who recites one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will also get nur on the day of Qiyamah. I've read in the kitabs, one narration has been mentioned also, that when a person shaves off his hair after removing his ihram, the hair that falls will also be nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. Turning the jamarat will also be nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. The white hair a person has will also be nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with all those good deeds and give us that nur. Allah protect us from oppressing people. أَذُلْمُ ذُرُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those people who oppress, they will have no nur whatsoever. They'll be in utter darkness, complete darkness. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time dawned for the believers to humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ, which means to have a receptive heart, a heart that is going to submit, surrender, لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ and the Qur'an. Whatever Allah has revealed of the truth. So a believer, has not the time come now for you to become serious and make that serious effort now? Are you also going to be beguiled like the munafiqeen and hypocrites? No. The time has dawned. Fudayl bin Ayyaz rahmatullahi alayhi, we all know him as a very great saint, alhamdulillah. In fact, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, in a very famous couplet, had addressed him, Ya Abid al-Haramain. Because Fudayl bin Ayyaz rahmatullahi alayhi, lived in Makkah, Medina, made so much of ibadat in the two harams. He was noted for his, renowned for his ibadat, his piety. But prior to him getting hidayat, he was a thief. He would loot people. He would attack the caravans. It is mentioned regarding him, he had fallen in love with a woman. And one night he scaled the wall, going to talk to his beloved, when suddenly he heard the same verses. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time come now for the believers to have this receptive heart, to submit, to surrender to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Immediately, he took heed to this verse. He comes down. He moves towards a house that is desolate or deserted. He goes towards the house very close. He notices, overhears some people talking. There were some passers-by, some travelers, and they were planning of leaving that night on a journey or wherever they were going to their destination. One of them said, No. Haven't you heard? There's a person by the name of Fudail bin Ayaz, and he attacks caravans and people at night. We rather leave early part of the morning. Fudail bin Ayaz thought to himself, I'm such a bad person. That became the turning point in his life. He became such a great wali of Allah that you find kitab written on just the anecdotes, the malfuzat of Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi. And that is what I was mentioning the other day. The people who lived an evil life, full of sin, masiyat, dhunub, but when they changed, when they repented, they made sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Overnight Allah ta'ala forgave them and made them His close friends. Close friends. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, similar thing. Also this verse became the turning point in his life. Like that many others, Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi, Akbar Kurdi rahmatullahi, and so many others. So this verse is something for all of us to ponder. Allah says, وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ مِنْ قَبْ. They should not be like the Ahlul Kitab who had the Torah and the Injil مِنْ قَبْ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ. But those people had left abiding by the true Torah and the Injil, and a very long period of time elapsed. And they did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hard. And that is something very serious. When the heart becomes hard, then you find that the nur of Quran is not penetrating. A hadith mubarakah not penetrating. Waaz, nasihat, nothing going. Why? Because now the heart has become solidified, it's become very hard, like a rock. May Allah protect us. Allah says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. They are sinners. Many of them are sinners, open sinners. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Remember, Allah gives life to the earth, to the ground, after it is dead. This soil. Then it rains. What grows? Crops. So even though this heart is hard, it's dead, but through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the tilawat of the Quran, and the person ponders and reflects on the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he remembers Allah, he makes tawbah to Allah, he turns to Allah, no matter how dead his heart is, but Allah will give it life again. Spiritually, he'll be uplifted, he'll be enlightened. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The example of a person who is alive, a person who remembers Allah, is like a living person. And the one who does not remember Allah is like a dead person. So when a person, even though he has his hard heart, but he turns to Allah, he makes sincere tawbah. The first condition, he must make tawbah to Allah. And a genuine tawbah. In many cases, we make tawbah, we cry for a few moments, but we don't make that firm pledge in the deep recesses of our heart that, Ya Allah, I will never, never again commit that sin. We leave a few, or leave a small percentage in our heart that after Ramadan, I'll go. After Ramadan, I'll do that. Now in Ramadan, right till Eid, I'm not going to do anything. After Ramadan, we'll see. No, that is not true, tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these people whose hearts have become dead. And the only way of bringing life again to this heart is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah ta'ala talks about this worldly life. And we had spoken about the dunya. It is just an amusement. It is just a play. It's just a pastime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after describing the dunya, Allah talks about, or Allah encourages us. Allah says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. The Arabic word, سَابِقُوا, means to supersede somebody, to beat somebody. We talk about sabqat, to supersede. Person having a race, in Arabic, musabaqa means a race. So, two or many people are competing. They are vying with one another. V-I-E, eh? Not slang. They are competing with one another. So the other excels. He surpasses. This is what you call sabiq. Allah is talking about that type of a race towards akhirat. Allah says, sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Rush, hasten, move, supersede, pass the other, beat the other, towards the maghfirat of your Rabb. We've got this few days left of Ramadan, inshallah. Let us beat the other person in what? In getting the maghfirat of Allah. So we all have to turn to Allah again and again, and mostly in these last few nights now, towards the mercy, forgiveness of Allah. And wa jannatin, and that garden, the jannat, that paradise. Arduha ka'ardi samai wal ard. In the fourth para, very similar words. The word jannat has been, or the word as-samawat has been used, in plural here, singular, but plural is meant. That just the breadth of jannat, the breadth, not the length. We know the length is far longer than the breadth. Just the breadth of Jannat, for our understanding, Allah says, is like the distance between the earth and the skies. That's the breadth of Jannat. Uiddat, it has already been prepared. Jannat is already ready. Allah has created it. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. For those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasuls. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Jannat is given to us only through the fadl, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important. It is, we will have to practice, we have to do deeds, we have to perform in this world. We have to do good deeds, righteous deeds, we have to be pious, we have to do a'mal as-saliha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He ultimately gives us Jannat, it is only through His kindness. He is not compelled. So therefore we should always make dua after performing some good action. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, you accept it. What did Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Ismail alayhi salatu salam, what dua did they make? After building the Kaaba Sharif. They could have been around and praised the manner in which they built this Kaaba and spoken nothing. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are listening to our cry. We made this, we built this Kaaba on your hukam. But Ya Allah, you accept it from us. So whatever good we do, with sincerity, and after that, cry to Allah. Ya Allah, you accept. And this was a salient feature of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. That they used to give the charities, whatever Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with, they would give to others, but at the same time, their heart would tremble. Has my Allah accepted or has my Allah rejected? This Ramadan, we should cry to Ya Allah, you accept all our fasting, accept our itikaf, accept our tilawat, our taraweeh, our sadaqat, our zakat, our khairat, whatever good deeds we have done. Ya Allah, you accept it. Allah will accept. Allah is too kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make zulam. But remember, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah is one who is of great fadl, kindness, grace, benevolence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We're not going to give very long tafsir. Tomorrow we know is also a very important night. It's an odd night, 27th night. I had already mentioned, and again I will mention tomorrow inshallah, because generally on the 27th night we have a huge crowd. Inshallah Allah ta'ala fill all our masajids. But many people just come with the notion that 27th night, that is only little qadr. We have mentioned previously that it could have been 21st, 23rd, 24th. All these nights were so beautiful. It can even be the 27th or even 29th. So our job is to carry on searching for Laylatul Qadr. But our Hazrat Maulana Rahmatul Ali, normally on this night, from what I can recall, he would give us a little bit of a break. We shouldn't have a very long program. He said, now you need to take rest and prepare for tomorrow. That's like a main flight tomorrow. Doesn't happen tomorrow we become all tired, we don't have that energy, and then we are tired and we go off to sleep and we miss the whole barakat of that night. So inshallah, we will just have now nazam by Hafiz Safwan inshallah, then we'll make dua inshallah. Object of this nazam is not entertainment, as we mentioned many times previously. His nazam is on Laylatul Qadr also. These are Mubarak nights, so and even the Naat Sharif, we should ponder and reflect on the beauty of Rasulullah and the greatness of Rasulullah and the sacrifices he made. It should be not just to listen to the tune or something. Ponder if we understand the meaning, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مبارك ہو مسلمانو مبارک رات آئی ہے مبارک ہو مسلمانو مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے فضائل اس مبارک رات کی تم کو سناتا ہوں فضائل اس مبارک رات کی تم کو سناتا ہوں خدا پاک کا ارشاد میں تم کو سناتا ہوں مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے ہزاروں رات سے افضل یہ بے شک رات ہوتی ہے ہزاروں رات سے افضل یہ بے شک رات ہوتی ہے فرشتوں کے اترنے کا سبب یہ رات ہوتی ہے مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے خدا پاک کا اس رات میں اعلان ہوتا ہے خدا پاک کا اس رات میں اعلان ہوتا ہے جو چاہے مانگ لو اس رات میں فرما ہوتا ہے مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے طلب روزی جو کرتا ہے اسے اور رزق دیتا ہے طلب روزی جو کرتا ہے اسے وہ رزق دیتا ہے جو چاہے مغفرت اپنی وہ اس تو بخش دیتا ہے مبارک ہو مسلمانوں مبارک رات آئی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے خدا کی رحمتوں برکتوں کو ساتھ لائی ہے
وسائد درود شریف اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ سیدنا محمد
ہے جس میں محمد سراج منیرا کہ ہے شان میں جس کی ذکرا کثیرا ہے جس میں محمد سراج منیرا کہے شان میں جس کی ذکرا کثیرا خدا نے ہماری ہدایت کے خاطر محمد کو بھیجا بشیرا نذیرا خدا نے ہماری ہدایت کے خاطر محمد کو بھیجا بشیرا نذیرا کہا اس کے دشمن کے حق میں خدا نے فَيَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا ہے جس میں محمد سراج منیرا کہ ہے شان میں جس کی ذکرا کثیرا خدا دا نبی نا ہے ہر نیک و بد کا کہ ہے ذات اس کی سمیعاً بصیراً خدا دا نبی نا ہے ہر نیک و بد کا کہ ہے ذات اس کی سمیعاً بصیراً منافق مخالف کے حق میں خدا نا کہا ہے جہنم وسعت مصیرا ہے جس میں محمد سراج منیرا کہ ہے شان میں جس کی ذکرا کثیرا خدا نے محمد کی امت کو بخشا ہے جنت صفت جس کی ملکاً کبیرا خدا نے محمد کی امت کو بخشا ہے جنت صفت جس کی ملکاً کبیرا مکہ موتیوں کا حسیح و رغلما ہوا تھی کشم سو ولا زمہریرا ہے جس میں محمد سراج منیرا کہ ہے شان میں جس کی ملکاً کبیرا دعائے الٰہی طفیل محمد آمد ہو گلزار تیبا ہمارا حضیروں دعائے الہی طفیل محمد ہو گلزار تیبا ہمارا حضیروں خدا کے وہ محبوب سلطان اکبر فصلوا علیہ کثیرا کثیرا ہے جس میں محمد سراجا منیرا کہ ہے شان میں جس کی ذکرا کثیرا.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله. 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله. 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله. 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثنان عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب المستضعفين. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا، أعطنا ولا تحرمنا، آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا، اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر لامتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن امتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم احفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والعاهات. اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام وكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read tonight, my Allah. سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Oh my Allah, you have asked us to hasten towards your maghfirat and to rush, my Allah, and to vie with one another, to compete, my Allah, to supersede the other towards your maghfirat and towards your jannat. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, therefore, my Allah, towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your maghfirat, out of your fadl, out of your kindness, give us jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, we are not deserving of anything, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only deserving of your punishment, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are too caring, my Allah. You are too loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you full of, ya Allah, rahmat, my Allah. You are most kind, most merciful. Most kind, most merciful. Nobody more kind than you, my Allah. Nobody more merciful than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most generous, my Allah. You are al-wadud, my Allah. Ya Allah, love. You are the source of love, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari tamam gunahon ko maaf farma. Humari khataon ko maaf farma. Humari lagzishon ko dargudar farma. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, tu bata, hum kahan jaye? Ya Allah, tu bata, kahan jaye? Ya Allah, koi aur Allah nahi hai. Koi aur maabood nahi hai. Koi aur ilah nahi hai. Ya Allah, siwaye tu, ya Allah, koi nahi hai. Ya Allah, besides you, there is no other person for us, my Allah. Koi aur darwaza nahi hai. Koi aur dar nahi hai. Koi aur ghar nahi hai. Ya Allah, tu bata. Ya Allah, where can we go, my Allah? Ya Allah, we are wandering to and fro, my Allah. We have read in tonight's Tarawih, my Allah. Allah, you said it, my Allah. Your words are true, my Allah. Allah, you said, fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. And run towards Allah. And run, escape towards you, Allah. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There is no refuge, there is no protection, there is no shelter from you, but towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot go to any other person, my Allah. No makhluk can help us and save us from the azab of qabr and azab of jahannam. No makhluk can provide for us, my Allah. No makhluk can protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, no makhluk can benefit us anyway, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, this Ramadan is in your control, my Allah. The day and night is in your control. Our lives are in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, our eyesight, all our faculties of hearing, my Allah, of seeing, my Allah, of thinking, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your weak servants, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor, hum to nihayat kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Tu madad farma, tu nusrat farma, ghibi nusrat farma. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our lives, my Allah. We are living in luxury, my Allah. We are living in opulence, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just living, ya Allah, in just comfort, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become totally negligent of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become ghafil, my Allah. Instead of becoming zakir, my Allah, we have become ghafil, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made shaitan our companion, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made shaitan our friend, my Allah. Whereas shaitan has been, ya Allah, declared by you, innahu lakum aduhum mubin, my Allah. He is an open enemy to us, my Allah. Still we have become beguiled, my Allah. Still we are getting deceived by al-gharur, by the one who gives the most dhokha, and that is shaitan, mardood, iblis. Ya Allah, protect us from the ploys of shaitan, my Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ash-shaytani wa sharaki. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ash-shaytani wa shirki. Ya Allah, protect us from shaitan and all his plans and ploys, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the temptations of our nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from from our enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas, from the trials of the living and the dead, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the trials of Masih Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitna of the Qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitna of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to go to Jahannam, my Allah? Ya Allah, you help us, you tell us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot endure the flame of this world, my Allah. A tiny little flame, my Allah. Even if a candle, my Allah, we get burnt, my Allah. We are in pain and we are screaming, my Allah. Ya Allah, Jahannam ki aag, my Allah. Ab kaise, ya Allah, ya, how are we going to withstand it, my Allah? Don't even take us near Jahannam. Don't take our parents to Jahannam. Don't take our wives and children to Jahannam. Don't take our family members, our relatives, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our nephews, our nieces, my Allah. Our grandparents, our progeny, my Allah. Protect every one of them from Jahannam. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us into the Jannat, my Allah. The Jannat u'iddat lil muttaqeen. Ya Allah, the Jannat that you have prepared, give us the qualities of muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, help us. We are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, we confess, we are weak. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. We are blind, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Tu raham farma, karam farma, hidayat farma, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our major sins and minor sins, my Allah. Sins we knowingly, unknowingly, ya Allah, in the darkness of the night and brought in. Ya Allah, these Mubarak nights, one after the other, are going away now, my Allah. Ya Allah, already 21st, 23rd, 25th is gone, man. We've only got two more odd nights left, my Allah. 27th and 29th, my Allah. You give us life and afiyat and ziyat, my Allah. And maqbooliyat, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Grant it to us, please, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant at least once in our lifetime, my Allah. Better than 1,000 months, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamara bera para para ho jayega, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be safe in qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, one glance of your karam, my Allah. That is all we want, my Allah. One glance of your karam, look towards us, my Allah, with kindness, my Allah, with maghfirat, my Allah. Look at our parents, our wives and children, my Allah, our musallis, our mutalliqi, my Allah, these brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Ya Allah, you are all hearing, you are all seeing, you are all knowing, my Allah. We are the weakest of your ummat, my Allah. We are the weakest of your makhluk, my Allah. We are the weakest of the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you gave us knowledge but still we are not making amal, my Allah. You gave us tawfiq of coming to your masjid and still we are not making proper ibadat, my Allah. You have given us all the luxury and comfort at home, my Allah. Still, ya Allah, we sit glued to the television, my Allah. We can't even wake up for tahajjud namaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, all our free time we just spend it, my Allah, in haram things, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just go for haram vacations, my Allah. We just spoil, ya Allah, our iman, my Allah. We don't make the correct tarbiyat of our children, my Allah. We don't give them true Islamic values, my Allah. Ya Allah, then when they go the wrong way, then we are the ones to cry, my Allah. Then we are the ones to point the fingers at others, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide our children, my Allah. Guide our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zahmin. Ya Allah, we want your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, grant us your love and muhabbat, my Allah. That is all we ask you, my Allah. If you love us, my Allah, everything becomes ours, my Allah. Dunya is ours, akhirat is ours. Then we are successful. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the true success, my Allah. We want your happiness, your pleasure. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif. Give us Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the Hudi Kuthur Road from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are in debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are battling, ya Allah, to pay off their debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is getting more and more and more, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Ya Allah, you help them, my Allah, to pay off their debts, my Allah. Create raham and softness and kindness in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them waive off those debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who haven't got, ya Allah, jobs, may Allah, find them suitable jobs, may Allah, so that they can earn halal and provide halal for their family members, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and young girls, may Allah. They have marriageable age, may Allah. Give them hidayah, make them understand that they must protect their chastity. They must not go towards haram. They must not go towards zina. Ya Allah, make them get united, Ya Allah, in the correct way, in the halal way, may Allah. Make them make halal nikah, may Allah. Give them a life with afiyat and taqwa and bliss and happiness and healthy and pious offspring, may Allah. Ya Allah, so many want to live a happy and chaste life, may Allah, a pure life, may Allah. Ya Allah, you create the means for them to get married, may Allah. Make their parents understand that it's time for them to get married, Ya Allah, and make it be easy for them, Ya Allah, to provide for their spouses, may Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married with no children, they are battling, may Allah, they are pining for children. So many mothers, may Allah, years have been by. When they look at other people's children, may Allah, they shed those tears, may Allah. Ya Allah, it is only in your hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah, healthy offspring, may Allah, who become anki tandak for them, may Allah. Ya Allah, our children, make them the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabeen, maqbuleen, huffaz, may Allah, those who be the flag bearers of deen and Islam, may Allah, protect them from all sides, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, and our mothers and sisters at home, and our other brothers at home, may Allah, Ya Allah, fulfill all the jaiz needs, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the difficulties, hardships, worries, sorrows, grief, musibat, may Allah. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in other parts of the world, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help the Palestinians, may Allah. Musalman ki hifazat farma, unki jaan aamru ki. Ya Allah, masoom children in camps, may Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no hands, they're handicapped, may Allah. Ya Allah, because of bullets that went through their bodies, may Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, Ya Allah. Some have got camps, they are getting a little bit of food, may Allah. They're living in camps, in tents. There are others who don't even have a tent over their heads, may Allah. Ya Allah, they do not know what's going to happen to them in the future, may Allah. Tu raham farma, tu karam farma. Ya Allah, change our conditions, Ya Allah. Make us become pious and righteous, may Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbuliyat. Ya Allah, make tomorrow, Ya Allah, and tomorrow night, may Allah, and the remaining nights, may Allah, right till the end of Ramadan, and even after Ramadan, may Allah, make it be easy for us. Ya Allah, help us to become true guides, may Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, and the means of haqq and hidayat. Make billions, may Allah, throughout the globe, may Allah. Benefit through us so that it can be a means of our najat in the akhirat. Ya Allah, otherwise we are useless, we are hopeless. Ya Allah, we sit here like munafiqeen, may Allah. People have, Ya Allah, good thoughts about us, may Allah. They have husn adhan, may Allah, but you know, haqiqat, may Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make the good thoughts be a reality, may Allah. Make us become naik, may Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين